Deep Roots and New Branches, A Profile of the ACB Capital Chapter by Susan Glass. If you look through the names of affiliates listed on CCB's webpage, you'll notice that many carry the CCB initials as part of their designation. Not so with the Sacramento affiliate. Its title is the ACB Capital Chapter. The reason for this difference is historical. The founding of the Capital Chapter predates CCB, and its name was meant to align it with the American Council of the Blind and to differentiate it from the National Federation. Being situated in California's capital city has given this particular affiliate a leg up where governmental affairs are concerned. Our annual Capital Day allows blind Californians to gather in Sacramento, where they chat with and educate state legislators on issues crucial to our community. When an issue needs immediate action, it's often the Capital Chapter members who are uniquely positioned to advocate. Such was the case a few years back when our state talking book library funding was in jeopardy. Capital Chapter members were in immediate proximity to unfolding events and were thus able to testify. Of course, other blind Californians also helped with their phone calls, petitions, and letters. Currently, the Capital Chapter has 31 members. Paul Pache Jr., now in his third year serving as president, cites collaborative spirit as one of the chapter's key strengths. Recently, the Chico Chapter wanted to revise its bylaws and constitution. So, at the request of the Chico Chapter, the ACB Capital Chapter shared its constitution and bylaws as models. Collaborative spirit was also evident at the 2014 Mutt Strut, as members of other Northern California CCB affiliates gathered in Sacramento to participate in its Mutt Strut event. Probably every CCB chapter faces the challenge of balancing between meeting its members' social needs and advocating for issues affecting CCB, ACB, and the blindness community at large. According to members Paul Pache, Margie Donovan, and Jeff Tom, this is a truism for the Capital Chapter. After a year and a half of work, members successfully made voting materials and processes accessible to blind people in Sacramento and the surrounding county. Margie Donovan, who is chapter vice president and advocacy chair, tirelessly worked with her constituents to bring audio description to Broadway Sacramento, one of the city's performing arts venues. Margie would like to see her chapter expand its advocacy role. People coming into our chapter have often been members of the blindness community for a long time, but not necessarily members of the CCB community, she says. Understandably, they are seeking social connections. Jeff Tom concurs, adding that people seem either to be interested in social activities or in advocacy, but generally not both. He also adds that this too is understandable, since everyone in CCB volunteers his or her time, and each of us only has so much time to devote to the organization. Another strength of the Capital Chapter is its fundraising. It sponsors bingo games that are open to the surrounding community, and the bingo has proven itself an exceptional revenue source, enabling outings to Apple Hill, Monterey, Reno, and an audio-described version of South Pacific in Sacramento. The Capital Chapter has also hosted many Northern California State CCB conventions, and this too has brought in revenue. Paul Pache, Margie Donovan, and Jeff Tom all acknowledged CCB for crucial student scholarships given to them during their formative years, and all agreed that recruiting student members and young people is a high CCB priority. They believe that students receiving CCB scholarships should be required to attend the state convention, and that at least some convention seminars and activities should be designed exclusively for students. If it were financially possible, Jeff would like to see a reception given in honor of students. Margie advocates student mentoring and cautions that we need to nurture students' growth within the organization before assigning them too many CCB leadership responsibilities that divert their attention from the needs of other students. CCB has so many projects and not enough people to complete them, so it tends to usurp the resources of any willing individual. This would seem to be true of most organizations run by volunteers. Growing CCB is on the minds of Paul, Margie, and Jeff. As a member of the CCB board, Paul would like to attend the membership meetings of nearby chapters to foster connections between them and the board and to learn what they would like and need from CCB. Margie advocates that CCB members visit Camps Bloomfield and Enchanted Hills when adult campers are present to tell them about CCB. She also suggests that prior to each state convention, CCB members in the hosting city visit the disabled services programs at local community colleges and universities to publicize the CCB convention there. "We've also got to reach out to the parents," says Margie. "Recruiting CCB members happens one child at a time, long before children are even old enough to join the organization." As you can see, the ACB Capital Chapter has deep roots of wisdom and precedent, as well as a new and vigorous branching of ideas and strength. How fortunate we in CCB are to know and work with our Capital colleagues.